Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out. Be true in doing this. In other words, don't let the mind wander off. If it does wander off, bring it right back. And give it your full attention. Try to do this well. Today's the 65th anniversary of John Lee's passing, and John Lee was my teacher's teacher. He was one of the foremost teachers in the forest tradition. And one Dharma theme that he stressed again and again was that if you want to know the truth of the Dharma, you have to be true. In other words, it's not just a matter of listening to the Dharma and deciding whether you like it or not or agree with it or not. If you want to know what the Buddha is talking about, you have to develop the skills that he taught. He taught generosity as a skill, virtue as a skill, meditation as a skill. If you want to know the true value of these things, the true benefits that come from these things, you have to do them truly, as with generosity. The Buddha said you can give a gift wherever you want, but if you really want to get the most out of it, you have to think about who you're giving it to, why you're giving it, what motivates you, what mind state you have before, after, and during the gift. Try to make those mind states as skillful as possible. Choose someone you think will use the gift well, so you're not disappointed afterwards, because the whole point of this is to make you happy. So with the act of generosity, it is made happier when you realize that you gave it something to somebody who put it to good use, or at the very least took good care of it. As for virtue, again, that has to be approached as a skill. It's not just a matter of following the rules, because there are times when it's difficult to follow the rules. Say someone wants to ask some information from you and you suspect they're going to misuse that information. How do you not give the information without at the same time lying? How do you hold to the precepts all the time? All too often we make excuses. Well, this is one case where I don't have to follow the precept, or that's a case where I don't have to. But in a case like that, the Buddha says your precepts are full of holes. Although, as John Lee said, if you don't have any precepts at all, it's like you're going around naked. If you wear clothing that's full of holes, at least you have something to cover you. But still, the best thing is to have clothes that cover you entirely. So when you're tempted to break a precept, ask yourself why. Is your motivation more important than the precept? For example, sometimes you tell a little lie and say, well, I want to please these people, I don't want to look bad in their eyes. So is pleasing them more important than the precept? Looking good in their eyes more important than the precept? You have to give utmost importance to these training rules if you want to know the value that comes from following them. Because the precepts force you to be more sensitive to what you're doing, your actions and the results. That's going to come in especially handy when you start doing concentration and discernment practice. In other words, when you start meditating. You have to be very clear about what you're doing, watching your mind. Don't just let it wander off wherever it wants. You need to be mindful. You need to be alert. You want to be ardent in doing this well. If you notice that you have trouble staying with the topic of your meditation, either change the topic or else change the way you approach it. Try to figure out if there's a problem. Don't just give up because of the problem. Figure out there must be a way around this. Other people have faced these problems in the past. They've solved them. Why can't I? Because it's only when you're true like this that you know the truth of the Dharma. As John Lee said, this is why the Dharma is special. Only people who are true can really know it. People who aren't true, people who study it, listen to it, argue about it, but don't actually really put it into practice. Or else they put it into practice just a little bit and they give up. They're not going to know the truth of the Dharma because they're not true. This is a quality in John Lee. He was a very true person, true in what he said, true in what he did. He tells a story when he was a young monk, and he read about the Buddhist teachings on how monks should go into the forest. He said, why go into the forest? It's just a lot of hardship there. But he was willing to give the Buddhist teachings a try. He found that there are lots of lessons you learn in the forest that you don't learn anywhere else. It's because he really gave himself to the teachings, put aside his preferences, maintained his sense of, if you're going to know the truth of the Dharma, you have to be true. That's how he found the truth of the Dharma. That's why we respect him and why we take him as an example. Even 65 years after he's passed away, we still think of him, give honor to him. Because he's inspired many good things in us. So if you want to find the truth that he found, you've got to be true in being generous, being virtuous, and in meditating. And the benefits of being truthful will come to you.